if your foundation is shitty, your house is going to fall down, and you don't want your house, AKA your business, to fall down while you're investing all of this money into like scaling your business. So make sure foundation is on point.
Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling. I'm the host of this podcast as well as the founder of High Moon Studio. So excited to have you here today. We are going to talk about how to scale your business. I have scaled my business from under 100K to what's projected to be about $750,000 within a year. So I know a few things about this topic. I'm not trying to say that shit to flex. I'm trying to say it so that you can trust me when I tell you these are ways I scaled my business that quickly to those heights. So let's get right into it. Okay, so we're going to kind of start out with just some general information on scaling. Hopefully it'll spark some ideas in your head. And then we're going to get into like some examples, concrete examples of how to scale. So to start, basically you can do one of three things. A, you can create new offerings for your current customers. So I like to approach High Moon Studio as a there's something for everybody kind of approach. So always offering a free value, B, small ticket items that anybody could purchase, even if they are just starting their business or don't have a business yet or don't have much money. And then obviously up to like very, very, very high ticket brand consulting and stuff like that. So if somebody came to my website and they liked my shit, there is something for them, whether it's free or whether they're willing and ready to invest in a super high ticket offer and take their business to the complete next level. So I suggest doing that. I mean, it's totally up to you though. You have to like have your target market. I just find there are so many different target markets that are attracted to High Moon Studio, and we can help so many different people. So why not create offers for them? And this isn't necessarily like, ooh, let me devalue my services or something like that and make things cheaper. It's more so you want to create services where you're doing, so have like a middle offer, right? So like, this is your offer that most people purchase, and I feel really good at what it's priced at, and I feel I'm getting my money's worth. I'm not going to resent the client or the project. But then create offers below it where you're doing less work so that it's a less investment, but you're not getting paid less, right? Because you're doing less work, but it's a less investment for them. And then create offers above it where you have more work, you're doing more work, and then it's more of an investment for the client, right? So that's a little tip and trick there. And then number two, what you can do is you can sell current offerings to new customers. So you can tap into a more luxury market and basically say, okay, so I have my current offerings. I want to raise my prices. What do I need to do to get to a place where I'm grabbing these new customers? Or maybe let's say you're a brand and website designer and right now you're targeting photographers, or maybe prior you were targeting photographers and you realized, oop, COVID, shit, none of them have money anymore because none of them can shoot. So I'm going to have to tap into a new target audience. When you do something like this and you kind of pivot your business in this way, you typically have to rework your branding, rework your website, rework your messaging in order to attract these new people. I highly, highly suggest we at High Moon Studio, I just finished up creating this free 5-day masterclass on leveling up to luxury. So it goes through how to level up your brand, your website, your marketing, your social presence, and then your customer experience. Completely free. You can find it on our website, highmoon-studio.com. It'll be right in the forefront there, like on the one of the featured, I have like three little featured things in the beginning of the website. Sign up for it. It's super, super great. That will help you if you're trying to sell to new customers and like level up. Obviously, when you're trying to sell to new customers, you're not trying to get customers that are cheaper, right? You're trying to get customers that are willing to invest a little bit more. So then you have to level your shit up if you're looking to get higher level clients. So go and watch that masterclass. It's a 5-day masterclass. Okay. Number three, you can create new offerings for different customers. So you can completely pivot into a new territory. And when you get to this place, basically what you want to do is you want to see where there's a gap in the market, whatever industry that you're in, where is a gap and how can I fill it? So I hope that these three little, you know, prompts here can spark some inspiration in you. And now I'm going to get into some ways to actually scale. Okay, so the first tip that I have is to just optimize what you have. Maybe you have some great products and some great services, but your sales pages aren't optimized right. Or maybe your branding is real shit, or your website doesn't have good flow. So you want to level up your brand. This is another, like, go watch that Level Up to Luxury masterclass, the free one, because it's so great. And it shares so many little tips and tricks in there on how to do this. But maybe you need to just create new funnels for your business, you know, to really get into selling the services and the products that you already have. There's so many people out there who have great products, great services, but nobody knows about them. And if nobody knows about them, how in the hell are you going to sell them? Yeah. So you really need to kind of optimize what you have before you start like diving deeper into these higher level things. So just overall in general, you guys, make sure your foundation is perfection. You better have a good brand. I better see a bomb ass website, you know, and hire somebody to do it if you can't do it yourself, because having a foundation is where you can actually scale and grow your business. If your foundation is shitty, your house is going to fall down, and you don't want your house, AKA your business, to fall down while you're investing all of this money into like scaling your business and investing not only money, but time, right? Into creating new offerings and blah, 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 blah. So make sure foundation is on point. Number two, expand your product suite. So maybe you're like, okay, I have some great stuff, but let's expand this a little bit, kind of getting into what I was talking about before and the something for everybody approach. So do you have upsells and downsells to your specific services or products? Maybe you're a branded website designer. You complete the branding and the website for the client. And you think to yourself, how can I do something that's subscription-based? We know that I am obsessed with subscription-based stuff. We're living in a subscription-based society right now. Think about Netflix, all of those things. You can still add that on to your services, even if you aren't a product-based business, right? So maybe you say, okay, so I have my clients and they have this beautiful new brand and this beautiful new website, but they're still not designers, right? Just because they have this stuff doesn't mean they're going to be able to execute beautiful graphics for their social media every month. So maybe I come out with some packages that state like, hey, you know, every month you can pay X amount of dollars and every month we will create 10 new graphics for your social media. Or maybe that also includes like a few hours of editing on their website, whatever it may be. You can always do upsells, and then downsells basically are for those more higher level ticket type of services or products that somebody comes to and they're really interested in, but oh man, I just can't afford it right now. How can you still sell them and say, hey, just because you can't afford this doesn't mean that we can't work together. Maybe you can afford this. And it gives you a little touch into what I can offer. And maybe it can give you some information and some things that you can do within your business or whatever that you can implement that will then help you make more money so that you can move on and advance and invest in that one bigger ticket thing that you were hoping for. So always pay attention to that. And then you can always, as well as the upsells, downsells thing, just adding passive income products to support your larger offerings is super, super important. So I have my huge designer training, right? But I also have mini masterclasses that go more in depth into topics than I do in the designer training. So maybe somebody's in the designer training and they're like, well, okay, so she showed me how to design this one type of gift, but I'm looking to figure out how to design a different type of gift. And she has a gift training. So I only need to pay $50 for it. And that's completely passive income for me. And it's helping. You just have to always think about how you can further help your customers. Then another thing you can do is you can restructure your current packages. So something that I love to do with my packages, and now I'm kind of moving into a space because we are so luxury here at Heimwood Studio now. thank you to everybody who supported us and to all of our clients who believed in us. We've just grown so much. I wish there was more time in the day so I could work with every single person in the world because I truly love what I do. But I used to do what I call a la carte style packages. And it's so funny. I always use this as an example. You can go to Whole Foods and you can buy a pre-made salad for $8, right? You can grab it from the shelf, go check out. It's going to be $8. Or you can go to Whole Foods and you can go to the salad bar. And when you're at the salad bar, you're like, I'm going to add some avocado in here. Let me add some extra of this, extra of that. And then all of a sudden you go to check out and your salad is like $20. And you're like, what the F did I do? But I chose it. So I'm really excited to eat it. And I'm just fine with the price because I chose those things. That is what I did with my packages for my services, for the branding and website design services. So I basically like to do base packages and then have add-ons. So what is the minimum that somebody needs to purchase in order to make the project worth it? And then how can you have all these add-ons that they can select themselves to almost like custom create a package of their dreams, right? And they're the ones sitting and picking and choosing. And then all of a sudden they see the number at the bottom of that Dubsado proposal and they're like, shit, that was a lot more than I thought it was. But Alex is doing payment plans and I just want all of it. So let's just fucking do it. If I'm going to do it, let's do it, right? So then you end up making more money just solely because you allowed your customers to shop instead of choosing the packages for them. Okay, so another way that you can scale is, this is number three, use your customer complaints or problems to your advantage and create things to fix those problems. So, and that can be something that's free that turns into something that's paid or what have you, right? So when the pandemic hit, everybody just became super, super uncertain. And I was noticing this in my clients that I had never noticed this before. Everybody was just having such a hard time deciding on the direction they wanted to move with their branding. And I think it was just solely of like, where the fuck is the world gonna go? And how do I wanna position my business type of thing? So I decided to come out with this brand strategy masterclass type of situation. It was free, but it led to other paying things. So it's little things like that where you can use your customer complaints or problems to your advantage and create things to fix those problems. So as I am moving into next year, 2021, we're restructuring all of our services, all of our packages, all of our pricing, and I'm going to expand the customer experience because I know that High Moon Studio is leveling up and I'm no longer playing with people who are in the mid-range. Like I'm like, we're going to be playing with luxury range here. Like I want our clients to be $1 million clients every time. $1 million clients deserve a level of experience that non-$1 million clients deserve, right? Not saying that people below deserve like less of an experience, but as your prices get higher, you need to up level your client experience. So that's what we're doing. And I'm going to pay attention when I'm doing that to all the little pain points that were happening throughout our client process in the past, or just like areas that I know that we can make more fun and exciting and just like, just really great for the client, right? I want to blow their socks off. I don't want it to just be like a regular old experience. I want them to come out of it and be like, that was the best fucking thing I've ever done in my life. It was so much fun. The work is phenomenal. Holy effing shit. Alex has changed my life. Like that's what I want them to feel and say and do. And so in order to get there, I have to up-level the experience. But in order to up-level the experience, I need to pay attention to my previous customers and look at, you know, where can I make them go wow more? And the fourth way to scale is to put a lot of emphasis on your free shit. Like, where is the free value? If you're not giving anything out for free and showing that you are an authority in your field, you're doing things wrong. You have to think ahead of yourself. It's so funny because I know my mom and other people are like, Alex, why are you doing that for free? They should be paying you. And it's like, you don't understand, mama. I got plans, yo. I got plans. So make sure you make a plan. Create almost like a year-long plan for when you're going to drop things and how you can provide free things prior prior to the drop. Like, for instance, I created that 5-day masterclass before Black Friday, or I was like running it during Black Friday, basically, to lead to other offers. So there's always a point behind everything. Every single free thing that you give out shouldn't just be to give something out for free. It should always have a purpose to lead to something bigger and lead to something where you can make more money. So get creative. Don't do something everybody else has done. Sit down. You guys know I preach innovation. So you really need to sit down with yourself and say, what is my expertise, or what am I selling? And how can I sell a little bitty part of that? Give people a taste of something great so that they come back for more. And they're like, I want another, I want another, I want another. Give me more, 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 and I'll pay for it. I don't care how much it is. That's exactly what you want. So really, with giving out free stuff, you're focusing on building these funnels. So you're saying, what is my customer journey? What do they go through in order to pay me for XYZ? And obviously, that's going to look different for every single product or service that you offer. And you really need to sit down and map it out. Get a big whiteboard, get some pieces of paper, whatever you need to do, and go through the process of what happens. So they reach out to me in the DMs, and then I send them the link to the sales page, and they read the sales page. Maybe they don't buy that day, and then I keep passively selling to them in my Instagram stories. Then I have a swipe up on my Instagram stories. Then they're finally ready to buy. So they swipe up, they go back to the sales page, they know exactly where they need to go, and they decide to purchase. Then what happens after purchase? Maybe after they purchase, they get an email for an upsell of, hey, you just bought this. Do you want to pair this with it for an extra $30? You're getting 50% off. And they're like, oh, fuck, why not? And so then they buy that too. And then all of a sudden, you're starting this process. And if you're creating really good shit, which that has to be the base of all of this stuff, you guys, create good stuff that people actually love and get results from and all of that stuff, right? If you're actually creating good stuff, then you got them in, and they're going to realize that whatever you just created for them, they're going to put it into practice, and it's going to make them more money. So then they're like, oh my God, I love Alex because she makes me money. And gosh, what a great girl, right? I'm going to share about her to everybody because I just want to scream her name off the rooftops because of how she's changed my life. And now I'm going to, you know, keep signing up for whatever she puts out. It doesn't even matter what it is. Now I'm hooked. I don't even have to know what it's about. I will buy it. Okay. And now the last thing, obviously there's like way more ways to scale, but these are just the ones that we're covering today. My last little tip is affiliate marketing. So who can you partner with? And this is on both levels. So for me, for instance, I share my Flowdesk. I use Flowdesk for email marketing. I share with all of my students my 50% off Flowdesk link so they can get Flowdesk for 50% off. Every time they purchase Flowdesk at 50% off, I get $20 from Flowdesk. Okay. So that I have created a completely passive income, like revenue source just from giving people my Flowdesk link. And it's a win-win situation because I'm giving them a great deal and they're giving me $20 in return. That's not even coming out of their pocket. It's coming out of Flowdesk pocket. So win, 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 win there. Those are the instances that you want to create. So that's something with like another program. You can do that. It's almost like influencer marketing, right? For instance, we just set up our Amazon shop. We get a little kickback for that. Obviously, it's not much because I'm not pushing it. I am not an influencer, but there's little things like that that you can implement in your business that will push you to scale. And then the other thing is, if you are somebody who's still like reaching, wanting to get more clients, wanting to be booked out ahead of time, partner with somebody. For instance, if you are a branded website designer, maybe you partner with a coach and you say, hey, I know that you're helping people start their businesses, and a huge part of business is branding and website design, especially if you have a good one, right? That will make you so much money if you have a good one. So, hey, would you be willing to partner up with me? Any client that you send me in books, I will give you 5% of that service, or I'll give you $150 or whatever it might be, right? So you partner with people so that you have clients consistently coming your way. And when you're getting clients from somebody who is recommending you, right? So like these people that are coming to you as clients, they have somebody that they look up to who's recommending your services. There is nothing better than that. That is one of the strongest way to get clients, because people are, especially women, like we are so influenced by each other. And all we want is to hear how great of an experience somebody had. And it's so easy then to be like, okay, I'll book them too, because I trust you. And if you're telling me that they were great, I don't have any questions. So it's little things like that that can really really take your business to the next level. Seriously, you guys, it's all about the details. You can change such minor things in your business to scale, and I know that you'll be able to use some of these tactics in order to take your business to new levels this year, next year, future years, all of the years. So exciting. If you have any questions about these, please reach out to us in DMs at High Moon Studio. And also, if you are loving this podcast, we would sincerely appreciate a review. If you do review us on Apple Podcasts, you can't review us on Spotify, but if you review us on Apple Podcasts, please email us, take a screenshot of it, email us at Becca, B-E-C-C-A, at highmoon-studio.com. She's my executive assistant, and she will ship you out something fun, just a small little gift to show our appreciation that you reviewed us on the podcast. We love you guys so much, and we'll be back next week with a new episode. Bye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.